From the British perspective, the Russian Empire's expansion into Central Asia posed a direct threat to British interests in India, the jewel in the crown of the British Empire. Over the course of the 19th century, as Russia benefited from the collapse of the Ottoman Empire and her troops subdued one Khanate after another, the British became increasingly concerned that the Russians intended to use Afghanistan as a base to support an anti-British insurgency inside India. To preempt Russian advances in the region, in 1838, the British launched the first Anglo-Afghan War, where they tried to establish a pro-British puppet regime under Shuja Shah. This effort failed as soon as British troops withdrew. By 1842, angry Muslim mobs were attacking the British on the streets of Kabul, and in the face of increasingly violent attacks, the British garrison was forced to withdraw altogether. The retreating British army consisted of approximately 4,500 troops, of whom only 690 were European, and some 12,000 civilians who provided support to the British presence. The Afghan army relentlessly pursued the fleeing British army, and all but one of the British forces, Dr. William Bryden, were killed during the flight back towards India. The British humiliation in Afghanistan temporarily ended British ambitions in the region. It corresponded with comparable setbacks elsewhere. In Bukhara, two British secret agents sent to persuade the Emir of Bukhara to close out the Russians instead were executed as British spies in June 1842. These were Arthur Connolly, the man who first gave the great game its name, and the other was a fellow British officer, Lieutenant Colonel Charles Stoddart. But following a failed rebellion against British control inside India in 1857, the British worked covertly to maintain a weak and ineffectual state in Afghanistan as a strategy to preclude her territories from being used as a staging point for anti-British operations. While the British met with mixed results in their efforts to subdue Afghanistan, the Russians continued to advance steadily eastward and southward towards Afghanistan, and by 1865, Tashkent had been formally annexed into the Russian Empire. 3 years later, Samarkand fell to Russian forces, who were under the command of the notorious White Pasha, or as the Turkmen called him, the Gozanli, or Bloody Eyes, the brilliant General Mikhail Skobelev. Samarkand became part of the Russian Empire 3 years later, and the independence of Bukhara was virtually stripped away in a peace treaty that same year. As a result, Russian control now extended as far as the northern bank of the Amu Darya River, which gave the Russians a straight run into northern Afghanistan. Deeply disturbed by the rapidity of these developments, British Prime Minister Benjamin Disraeli proposed in a letter to Queen Victoria, quote, to clear Central Asia of Muscovites and drive them into the Caspian Sea. He then introduced the Royal Titles Act, which added to Victoria's titles that of Empress of India, putting her at the same level as the Russian Emperor. After the Great Eastern Crisis broke out and the Russians sent a diplomatic mission to Kabul in 1878, Britain demanded that the ruler of Afghanistan, Sher Ali, likewise accept a British diplomatic mission. The British mission was in fact turned away, a major insult, and in retaliation, a force of 40,000 men was sent across the border, launching the Second Anglo-Afghan War.